I was the bar manager at a place here called 190 Sunset, which is no longer here. And I opened it up. I was the bar manager there when they opened. And then I went from...
When was this?
In 2016.
2016.
And in 2017, I was featured on Evening Magazine after being voted Best Bartender in Seattle, which is like a really big deal at the time. Then in 2019, I went to open up a craft cocktail bar. And so I was opening up... I was planning on opening up in December of 2019. October... First week of October, I was featured at James Beard Raising the Bar at Taste America, which was a huge deal. And especially the fact that I hadn't opened up yet, right? I was just kind of unknown as an owner. And right after James Beard, I was told by the architect that there was no zoning permits for a tavern license. And so the only way I could open up a craft cocktail bar was to open up a full service restaurant. So at the time, I had no money to build out a kitchen. I had no space. My kitchen was smaller than my bathrooms. And I went to buy used equipment from Auntie Auntie's pretzel shop that was getting evicted from the mall here for the hockey expansion, for the Kraken to go into, for their practice arena, I guess. And while I was buying this used equipment, and the wife said to me, she said, "You should do pizzas. You should have a pizza restaurant," because they knew my situation. And I thought about it, and I was like, maybe I should. And she said, "You should buy her a pizza oven." And I'm looking at an electric countertop Baker's Pride oven with a pretzel on it, and I was like, come on, a pizza oven? And she's like, seriously, you can make pizzas in this. And so, not having the funds to build out a kitchen, not knowing what I was going to do, I figured, well, I got to do something. I mean, do pizza. How hard could it be? And then the pandemic hit, like within 3 months of me, you know, opening. And because I wasn't a cocktail bar, I was a restaurant, I was allowed to stay. I moved the restaurant to this place right here. And at that point in time, I went from having that countertop little oven to, I'm like, now I need to have like a legit oven. So I had a, you know, got a hand-built Marsal MB60 from, shipped out from Vermont. And like now I'm like, I'm doing pizza seriously. So I decided I wanted to become a craft pizza chef. I'm a level 2 certified sommelier, spirit specialist. Like cocktails have been my thing for decades. And I now needed to have that skill set with pizza. So I told my flower rep that I needed world-class consulting and I needed someone to train me as a craft pizza chef. And she said, well, you should talk to Will Grant. And I said, I don't know who that is. And she said, he's one of the top pizza chefs in the world. He's a master pizzaiolo. And I was like, I mean, that sounds good. I don't exactly know what that means. And she said, he's a world champion pizza chef. And I was like, well, I think I know what that means. Okay. I went over there. I called him up. And I said, I need world-class consulting. I think you can help me. And he said, I can help you. It was just not February of this year, but February of last year, a month before going to Vegas for the Pizza Expo. I'd never been to the Pizza Expo before. And we went out for brunch for Will's birthday. We got dim sum with him and some friends. And I happened to sit at the table. So I can't wait until I'm like as knowledgeable and as good at making pizzas as I am with craft cocktails and spirits and all that. And he said, you need to start competing. And I was like, I think that's the opposite of what I just said. I was like, I don't know about that, man. I haven't been doing this for enough years. I haven't put in my 10,000 hours. I haven't mastered the craft. You know, I have so much to learn. And he said, no, but he said, you're an expert at making the pizza that you make. And he said, the pizza that you make, you can compete against the top pizza chefs in the world. So I registered to compete. Now, mind you, I'd only been doing sourdough. He gave me his sourdough for my birthday. And I'd only been doing sourdough for 10 weeks at this time. So I've been doing sourdough for 10 weeks. I just registered to compete in Vegas. And when I went to compete, I'd practiced doing my stuff here before going there. I go down there. And I felt so self-conscious and so just like, here I am, never been here before, and there's bleachers with hundreds of people on the right. On the left is the preparation stations. All the chefs have like all their gear. They look so professional, like they're on cooking shows. Then there's an officiator. There's a officiating chef, an MC, the whole thing, right? And here's me dragging an igloo cooler with no wheels on it. It's held together with black duct tape.
Oh, gosh.
I went back in the following morning to watch a pan pizza competition because I'd never made a pan pizza. I was interested in that. While I'm watching the pan pizza competition, I hear Will yelling across the bleachers like, Niles, get over here. You got to see this. I walk over there. I'd walk by all the scores from the day before for my competition. And he's like, I knew you could do it, man. He's like, I knew you could do it. I'm so proud of you. And I look up and I said, wait, you better take that down, dude. They're not going to think I take this seriously. But I thought he was doing a joke, you know, and put my name up there. And he said, I didn't put that up there. And I was like, is that a big deal? And he's like, yeah, dude, these are the top pizza shops, man. He's like, you come in with your duct tape cooler, dragging your cooler in. Like, he's like, this is a really big deal. He's like, really, really big deal. It's like, good job, man. So I couldn't believe it, man. So I won best in the region, right, and Northwest, which is like, I mean, it was just, I couldn't believe it. It was just over the top, you know? And so he's the one that's just continued to push me to push me to compete, you know? And then he pushed me to compete. He's like, he knows I'm going to do brunch here. I'm going to do sourdough bagels. He pushed me to compete with bagels, and then I beat Mike Davis for best non-traditional bagel in America in October. So with the pizzas, I got into doing that just to survive, to have a cocktail bar. Then I decided I wanted to become a craft pizza chef. And then Will told me, you know, last year, he's like, you should start competing. And so I quickly, you know, I did that, and then won best in the region, and then I competed at the Artisan Bakery Expo, won, you know, best non-traditional bagel, which is a huge deal for me, and then last month I beat Daniel Ciccone in Orlando, and I got to tell you, when making it through the semifinals, it was just like, I couldn't believe it. The pizzas, the people that were cooking there, the pizzas were so beautiful and so just like, I mean, they were amazing. I couldn't pick anything. I couldn't even critique anybody's in a negative way. It was just a whole bunch of awesomeness, right? And I was just glad to be among that group. So when they announced the winners of the semifinals, I couldn't believe it. And I remember sitting there thinking, like, I feel like this is such an achievement that I'm even considered competition for this guy. Like, that is such an achievement for me that I'm even like considered this guy's competition, right? And then I won, right? And that was just like, I remember sitting there and they announced, you know, the second place person first. And so they announced Daniel's name, and I'm thinking, wait, did that really just happen? And the guy next to me, the chef next to me, elbows me, and I look at him, and he said, dude, you're going to Italy. And I was like, dude, I am going to Italy. He's like, dude, you're going to Italy. Congratulations. I was like, what? April. Yeah. So it'll be after the Pizza Expo. And you know, and the other, so two things that made me feel like it was a real achievement was like when I realized that I was competing against Daniel Ciccone, when I realized that, not when I won, but when I was like, I feel like this is what I want to be at this level, right? And when Will asked me, remember when I told him I wanted to use sourdough before I started doing it, and he said, how good do you want to get at making pizzas? And I said, well, the pizza chefs are the best in the world. It's like, I want to be in that group, and I want to be seen as a peer, you know, and a competitor, you know, when I go to compete, but I want to be in that group.
Right? Why is that so important to you?
That's important to me because to be around and among that group, for me, means that I have the aside from the community and the camaraderie of that, I cannot think of any higher education I can get than actively doing cooking against and with the people that are at the top of their game, right? Because I consider it, I'm a student. Every time I go to compete, I'm learning. I'm like learning things that I like that I do or that I want to change. And I'm seeing things that other people do, and I get inspiration and I get feedback, and the feedback that I get, I want to get it from people that are kind of at the top of their craft, right? So for me, I feel like I get the most enrichment and the most fulfillment and the most value out of being around those people.